let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Uh-oh. Detroit in worse shape than ever, unable to pay bills.
That's the D we're talking about?
That's the D we're hearing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Now you really can't.
How the F you supposed to pay your electric bill?
Yeah, pay your B's.
Right up at the D, you got to pay the B's.
I know when I'm looking for sports information, I typically go to Twitter. And when I go to Twitter, generally I search for the tweets of Rob Lowe to fill me in on all the hottest sports action going on. Rob Lowe tweeted.
What?
What are you laughing at him at?
It's a very unusual noise from him.
I forgot to hit my cough button, as so many others have done so on this station.
Or the toot button.
It could be an anything button for you.
We've all been there.
The burp button.
Rob Lowe tweeted today, hearing my fave, number 18, Peyton Manning, will not return. Wow. That's him, not me.
Yeah.
He then asks Rich Eisen from the NFL Network a question. At Rich Eisen, my people are saying Manning will retire today. What are you hearing? Then his follow-up to that, Colts fans, let's hope my info is wrong. Don't like being wrong, but this time I'm hoping. So Rob Lowe with the inside skinny. What if Rob Lowe is the one who breaks the Peyton Manning retirement story? Not that I care who breaks stories, but that'd be weird.
Yeah, that would be man bites dog. But hey, in this Twitter world, anybody can do that. Anybody can break a story.
Did you notice how incredibly tan he looked the other night? How oddly tan he was?
They have tanning beds for that type of thing.
Or maybe he's been to Mexico.
And you've been to Mexico, right? Right?
Mexico.
And you've been to Mexico, right?
Mexico. Okay, what kind of food is mi casino?
Mexican? Yeah.
Mexican.
Yeah, Mexico.
Yeah, from Mexico. And you've been to Mexico, right?
It's like arguing with Stewie on the way he pronounces his wuh.
Yeah, he doesn't know who that is.
Cool whip?
Who's Stewie?
Right.
You've seen the Family
Guy.
Or
maybe he was in France?
He was on the Family Guy. Baby.
I was tempted to watch the Family Guy last weekend.
You should have.
Dude, it was awesome. Are you sitting down?
I'm all of 4 feet from you.
I don't see very well.
Put your readers on.
Adele, the cherubic singer from Britain.
Rubenesque.
Right, she's Rubenesque.
I like to say fat.
I like to say fat.
Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
God.
Her album, 21, just spent its 16th week at number one on the Billboard Albums Chart. It's Rain atop the charts, Michael. 16 weeks. You know how many months that is? 4. It's Rain is the longest since... Are you still sitting?
Yes.
Since the Titanic soundtrack.
Oh.
Should be.
Alright, that's the only reason this story is being read.
Oh, there's the tears. Here comes the waterworks.
I guarantee you, last night, after your pool party, he went home and put this song on and just looked at Google Images of the capsized love boat.
Yep, of the Italian cruise liner.
Just a little tear.
I'll save you, Italian cruise liner.
As he wriggles into his... What was that? That damn hockey sweater that bitch got at her concert?
Yeah, Celine Dion sweater.
Yeah, couldn't think of her name.
I'm sorry, man. But it looks like Titanic's going to go by the wayside, and Adele is going to...
I don't care.
Hold the
I don't care.
Let it out. It's us.
It's okay, buddy.
It's us.
Not your fault.
Mm-mm. You're not having to hide things from your dad.
Uh-uh.
We don't care. We don't judge.
Unconditional love here,
mm-hmm.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Do another story.
No.
You need a hug, Shoopy?
Get in here and hug him.
I'll hug him.
Go in there. Give him a hug.
Get in here. Just see if he needs one now.
Come on, Mike.
I'm fine.
Okay, here comes
I'm
Groobs.
And
here
bring
he comes.
Some tissues. He's crying.
Would you hug Groobs? Oh, look at him. He's hugging him. He's hugging him. Oh, my God. It's Gordon Keith.
When U Darvish news breaks, Gordon is here.
Are you here for the U Darvish press conference?
Yes. I'm dressed up, ready to cover it, too. This is really exciting.
Are you here to clean out your cubicle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. After the 1,000,000th email.
I know.
Today is the day. Today is the last day. We keep getting that.
Or is it?
Where are they?
They're on the other end. They're in the sales department dismantling cubes as we speak.
Yeah, they're breaking down over there first.
So what are you keeping? Anything important?
Oh, I was going to keep The Outlaw and the Indian, but someone stole it from me.
That book?
Gary Coleman album.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Coleman album.
Well, that was laying around in here.
Someone stole it off of something or another and brought it in here.
What was the book that we used to laugh at? Ride the Panther?
What do you mean laugh at? That's written by the great Carrie Newcomb. Right.
Yeah.
Wonderful P1.
Ride the Panther.
Don't forget that great book.
We kept passing around Ride the Panther and kept signing the inside of the book.
I know it's a month. Christmas is a month away, and I know how much you like books, and I got this for you. It's called Ride the Panther.
Yeah, I just gave that to you 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Oh, it was maybe the most re-gifted item up here at the ticket, but Carrie Newcomb, I've actually met him.
I bet.
Good guy.
I bet.
What are you guys doing up here?
We're on the radio, actually, right now.
Talking.
Right now, we're on the air. So.
Shareable.
Y'all hear about the U Darvish deal?
Yeah, we got it.
What do you think about that?
You guys hear about the gay caveman? I heard that for the first time. Is that an old one or is that new in the rotation?
We pulled it a while ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard that other night when I texted you.
Yeah.
And I laughed out loud in my car. It's such a great non sequitur. You guys hear about the gay caveman?
Hey, it's like you're sitting around a campfire and I got a good one for you guys. You heard about the gay caveman?
I'd like to know the rest of the story.
I know. The gay caveman. So at the Super Bowl this year, as we're asking questions at Media Day, either I want you, as I'm interviewing someone, or me, as you're interviewing someone, to just burst in with, and like I'm talking to both you and the athlete, or you're talking to me and the athlete.
Hey, I'm confused by the premise now already.
Did you hear about the gay caveman? Well, I mean...
No. Well, I mean, I think all cavemen deserve equal rights.
Haven't we advanced enough in society where the caveman can be either gay or ungay?
I think the story behind the gay caveman, it was an actual story in the news, and they found a caveman who was buried, and the way he was buried, they felt that he was a lady boy. That he was a transgendered caveman.
Hence,
Muse in the news.
You guys hear about the gay caveman?
Listen,
we're doing that story, and
listen,
it seemed like George had no
sounds.
Interest. You guys hear about the gay caveman?
Gay caveman?
Gay caveman?
You guys hear about the gay caveman? Anyway, continue.
Do you like trying new snacks?
You tell me if this is cocky or not. It seems that
Do you like trying new restaurants?
Yeah.
Do you
I like
the best food?
All of it.
I think it's unbeaten down there.
Only the best food.
Mark Wahlberg was being interviewed. I guess it was about his new movie that's coming out, which looks ridiculously bad. But somehow the subject of 9/11...
What movie is this?
I don't know the name of it. I don't know.
Juice Boobs.
Yes, Juice Boobs.
That's a placeholder.
Some action movie where he gets revenge on people, and you know.
Well, without a doubt, it's called Juice Boobs.
Taint on taint.
Somehow 9/11 was brought up. And he tells the interviewee, yeah, if I was on that plane with my kids, that plane wouldn't have gone down like it did. There'd have been a lot of blood up there in first class. And then me saying, all right, people, we're going to land somewhere safely. Don't worry. Kind of a slap in the face to flight.
To all those wins.
91.
Yes.
91?
Mm-hmm. To flight God. Personnel.
93.
93, that's right. United 93.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah, first of all, he has to get in there that he was in first class.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Be a lot of blood in first class.
Yeah, a lot of blood there, but then I would have just made the announcement over the speakers. All right, people, we're going to land.
As he's sitting behind the stick at that point, wearing the captain hat.
Oh, yeah, he's like holding the head of Muhammad Atta on a stake or something like that while he's making the announcement. Look here, first off, what I did in first class. Sure, there's a lot of blood. Next, we're going to land this plane safely.
And the rest of his crew is passed out from food poisoning, so he has to get the inflatable co-pilot to come up.
Right.
Oh. Yes, yes, I remember I had lasagna.
Dirk Diggler just saved the plane. So cocky.
You guys hear about the gay caveman?
No. Again, not yet.
Just let me know when you want to hear about it.
Sad news out of the world of Hollywood. Now, when we joke about breakups, typically we joke that when I say I thought this one was going to last forever, I swear to you, if you would have given me one couple, I really, honest to goodness, thought this would be the one that lasted just for a variety of reasons.
Tom Hanks?
Let me guess.
That's one for sure. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Go ahead.
Kendra Wilkinson and Hank Basket.
Hank Basket.
They're on that short list, too.
No?
No, this is not... No.
Tom Hanks will not last.
Danny DeVito and that ugly woman.
Rhea Perlman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Diarrhea Perlman.
Johnny Depp and Vanessa Paradis have split up.
He got tired of it.
Johnny Depp is on the market again?
Johnny Depp is single.
Don't care how hot she is. There's somebody out there sick of effing her.
That's right. That's what I say about women. I also say knock the horns off them, wipe her ass, and bring them out here. Oh, wait, I said it about steak.
Yeah, that's a bull. He 48, she 39.
They'll be tearing it up in no time.
Oh my God!
God, what is Johnny Depp's been with this woman now? They have two kids.
How's he going to get girls now?
I don't know. Do you think
he's going to find the single life is a lot harder than?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's got to have a rough go of this.
I bet your wife's happy about this.
Oh, trust me, the toys are out right now at home, and
oh.
Like what?
What are you doing?
Like electric football or?
Like a sit and spin.
That's a mother to your children.
So to speak.
Like the
your wife loves Johnny Depp?
Yes. Oh. I guarantee you that.
So she's celebrating this news with a vibrating fist?
God. Like the monkey fist?
She's at home riding the Bruno stationary bike.
Right. Looking at a poster of Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's wow. it's the one. It's the him and Dave Grohl, 1A and 1B.
Really?
I don't know who she thinks hotter.
One's the monkey fist, the other's the ape fist.
So.
But yeah, at 48, will he go younger than 25 for his first go around?
He wants to.
He'll
do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I know. What if he starts dating like Diane Ladd or somebody like that?
What? He's quirky enough to do something like
something
that.
Something really weird.
Like Charlene Tilton?
Yeah.
That's right. You knock her horns off. I'll wipe her ass. You guys hear about the gay caveman?
I like Afternoon Drive Gordo.
Or maybe he'll go with Marsha Wallace.
Marsha Wallace?
Marsha Warfield?
No, Marsha Wallace.
Well, that'd be just as weird. Marsha Warfield was the bailiff?
Bailiff on Night Court?
Night Court, the big black chick?
Yeah. Hey.
And Marsha Wallace.
Watch that description, dude.
Is the big white,
horse-headed,
redded, orange-haired, curly-haired chick.
On Newhart.
Yeah.
Marsha Wallace.
Or perhaps string together a three-way there. That is the most unlikely three-way
ever,
in the history of Hollywood.
Ever. Like, if he's out in public and he sees those two and is thinking,
yeah,
perfect.
Is that Johnny Depp over there with Marsha Wallace and Marsha Warfield?
They're both kind of just kissing on his neck.
You know? They're both kind of kissing him on the mouth at the same time, and then their tongues kind of meet. And
gross. And it's official. Kristen
Wiig. Your wife
Wiig
breaks out the vibrating.
Right.
Oh.
Fist. How graphic.
Kristen Wiig has officially declined the Bridesmaid sequel. There will be no Bridesmaids 2. Which
can
I believe.
Do it without her?
Leave well enough alone.
It's a good thing. That is a good thing.
Never seen it.
Are you kidding me?
Never seen that movie.
It's
and
funny.
Two guys I work with in the morning, they rave about that movie.
Who do you work with now?
George and Craig. Craig finally returned after a long absence.
Yeah, we thought he died.
Thought they were putting you on KSCS.
Yeah, there's some weird deal about the shakeup. There's talk about me joining Hal J.
That'd be so great. That'd
be so weird. I wouldn't mind working with Hal J.
Danny's going to run the board for Rush.
Are you?
Yeah.
Rush.
No, please. Not a lot. And let's get Snordley and Danny Bayless on here. We got the afternoon cloud with us.
Snordley? Who's that?
That's you think you fit in really well with Rush Limbaugh?
Oh, my God. No.
Now, how would you like that?
To run the board for Rush Limbaugh.
All right, we're being told.
G.I. Joe said we have to go.
Yes, G.I. Joe's very angry.
You guys hear about the gay
No!
Caveman?
All right.
Well, we ran out of time for me to tell
you. Do you like trying new snacks?
Yes.
Do you like trying new restaurants?
Yeah.
Do you like only the
best
food?
Go home.